Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be discussing today end times. End times. Listen, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that we are living in the last days. But it's so important to know what this, the prophetic timetable is. Where are we in all of this? And it causes me to think about Matthew 24, when the disciples asked Jesus, what are the signs of your coming? And the very first thing that Jesus says to the disciples is, don't be deceived. It is so important that in this hour we are walking closely with the Lord, we're abiding with Him, and that we're not only in our dialogue and our prayer talking to God in prayer, but we're actually listening and hearing, you know, hearing God to what He has to say to us and for this hour. I want you to listen and to see as Joel Rosenberg begins to talk about where we are in this timetable and what we are to do moving forward. Watch this.
Joel, it's great to be with you back here in the epicenter, in the Temple Mount here in Jerusalem.
It's an honor. Thank you, Chris.
Great to be with you. A lot of things have happened since we last talked, and especially the biggest development is Vladimir Putin has come into Syria in a big way militarily. What's your reaction to this this development?
We are watching a catastrophic capitulation by the American government in the Middle East. It was bedrock U.S. foreign policy for six, seven decades to keep the Russians out of the Middle East. And yet we have, President Obama and his administration have surrendered. We have withdrawn, we have surrendered, we have ceded the playing field to Vladimir Putin, who is a czar rising, he's an imperialist, he's dangerous. And the fact that he is operating with abandon, with complete freedom, militarily, just a few miles north of Israel is stunning and incredibly dangerous.
What are the consequences for the region and for Israel as well?
From my perspective, the first question you have to ask is, are we watching the preparations for the war of Gog and Magog? You know, when you look at the prophecies of Ezekiel 38 and 39, and if you conclude, as I have, that the historical, you know, detective work leads you to that Magog is Russia, then you are looking for an evil leader emerging in Magog, in Russia, who will form a military alliance with Iran and a group of other countries that will come against Israel in the last days from the north. Now, in the 2,500 years since Ezekiel wrote that prophecy, Russia and Iran never had a military alliance, where they were never even friends. The last time Russia ever took military operations of this magnitude in the Middle East was to invade Iran at the end of World War II. Does that mean the prophecies of the War of Gog and Magog will happen soon or even in our lifetime? No. This could be decades or theoretically centuries off. However, when you actually have Russia and Iran fighting on the same side, just miles north of the mountains of Israel, it does give you pause. Iran, who curses Israel every single day of the year and every few days or every few weeks, says we're going to annihilate the Jewish state, Israel's going to disappear. What Russia, look, I don't believe that Russian leaders, Putin namely, understand the apocalyptic eschatology or end times theology of Iran's leaders. I believe that Putin is a czar, he's an imperialist, he sees an opportunity, he sees President Obama cutting and running, surrendering, capitulating from the Middle East, he sees an opportunity to move. So I believe that Putin is a power play for him, but he doesn't understand who he's working with. Iran's leaders are apocalyptically motivated. They have an end times theology. And that is so different from the way Putin sees the world. But the danger is that Putin could get hooked into an attack or a threat against Israel that he doesn't initially plan because he doesn't know who his partners are.
And all of the things that are going on, what do people in the West, particularly the United States, need to know about what's happening here in the Middle East?
darkness is falling on this region, on the world, but darkness is falling on this region. Muslims are being slaughtered by the hundreds of thousands. There are more than 300,000 dead just in Syria. This is genocide. And it's happening right on the border of a country born out of the ashes of genocide. Every political leader in the United States has always said, never again. We'll never allow the Holocaust to happen again. And yet, the Obama administration is helping Iran on the pathway to having genocidal weaponry. Christians need to understand that these are dark times. Now, there's hope. Christ is coming, and we need to spread the gospel, and people are coming to Christ, Muslims, Jews, more than ever before, out of the chaos and the darkness. But the church can't wait for the American government or any government to do the right thing. We have a command, a series of commands from Christ. Proclaim the gospel, care for the poor, strengthen the church, pray for the persecuted, stand with the suffering, and that's what we need to be doing like never before.
Certainly a time to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem and the whole Middle East. Thank you.
Wow, this is so important. Reminds me of Ephesians 5, where Paul instructs us to be very careful how we're to live, not as the unwise, but to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Listen, we are in the end times, and this is the moment. This is when we are to arise and to let the light of God shine upon us and preach the gospel to everyone, everywhere, all the time so that we can be part of this end time gathering of souls. Listen, Jesus is coming back and we want you to go back with him. Listen, this is the time to preach the gospel and the good news and to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.